Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for that crap we love to talk about. On ye old bravs, I'm Ronnie, and over there is Mr. Benjamin. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, baby?
Oh my god, I am great. I'm wonderful. I feel great.
Me too, because this is the last week. It's not a week that the crappies are in. Can you believe it?
That's right.
Next week is the week that the crappies are on. Okay, next week, next Thursday, we're going to be in Phoenix doing a pre-crappies celebration. We'll also be recapping Real Housewives of Miami there, so get your tickets for that. The next night, we are at the Wiltern Theater for the 2023 Golden Crappies Award Ceremony, honoring the best and worst of Bravo. We've got a ton of really fun guests. It's a huge theater. It is going to be a huge party, so come. And if you can't get to LA, don't worry. It will be professionally streamed by Moment House, who is it's a great company. That we worked with them last year from Town Hall, and that is probably the most professional thing that's ever happened in our lives. So if you want tickets for that, go get those at watchwhatcrappens.com, where you'll find all of our ticket links. We cannot wait to see you guys there. I'll be making the crappies this afternoon when we're done with this.
Yeah, the actual awards. He's making them. He's making them. Can't wait. This weekend, my project is I'm going to be making the In Memoriam montage, which is one of my favorite things to do of the year, and some other random stuff. So
I'm going to be trying to make something musical happen. I don't know how in the world that's going to happen, but just so you guys all know, this is, of course, being taped together. And shit, some parts we're just chewing up gum and putting it together. We have no idea. We're hoping it's going to be good, but it'll be good. You know, that's how we do it every year. It's going to be fun.
The crappies are like taxes. Every year I'm like, I'll be more organized. I'll be more organized and it'll be smoother than ever before. And then every year it shows up and it's like, not saying
it's also like taxes in the way that we're always like, oh my God, let's try and make some money. And then we end up owing a bunch. But you know, it's okay.
So are you saying that we should like nix the Ferris wheel this year?
All right, so today is also a very important day because it's Real Housewives of Miami Day. Okay, it's always a very good day in our lives. And this episode is from season 5, episode 14. It's called Rage, Release, Repeat.
Another amazing episode of Miami. Miami, a nominee for Bravo Show of the Year in the crappies, in fact. And I mean, this episode could be the thing that puts it over the top. I mean, this episode was just, this was, I mean, this, everything. I was cracking, it's just so good. Just so good.
Yeah. This show's crazy. You know, so we ended up, so the last episode, everybody was getting along. You know why? Because Alexia wasn't there. Okay. Marisol wasn't there. Alexia was getting along with everybody. Everything seemed to, you know, there were like little skirmishes here and there, but everybody was making up. They were having fun. And then the episode ends in hookers. Bet you never thought you'd see me on this trip.
Monkey, hey, bro, anesthesiologist, where are you?
And so we open up with
I've been hearing the Bahamas have been quite boring so far, so you're welcome. Marisol has arrived. Who's ready to party?
And then, yeah, she's got her megaphone, you know, my favorite prop on Bravo. And she's walking around going, who ordered the brosthesiologist? Yeah, brosthesiology.
She's wafting in like a fart. So then everyone's like, oh my God, Marisol. And then Larsa takes off. What do you call it? It's like the, what we wear over a bathing suit again, like a cover up. And she goes to get in the pool and everyone's like, whoa, look at that butt. And Julia is like, let's be honest. Larsa's butt is enormous. Okay. Why not admire true beauty? She's got it and shows right in the face. It's like two goats curled up attached to back. Beautiful.
And they're all oohing and awing over Larsa's body. Larsa's like one of those fucking mega trucks in my town that they just keep lifting 10 feet off the ground and then putting these gigantic tires on, then the LED lights under and like a little helicopter, you know, thing on top, even though it doesn't fly. It's just shit that you just keep adding to a truck. That's Larsa, okay?
I feel like she reminds me, she looks like a, to me, like a, like a table lamp without a shade, you know?
So she's like, oh my God, I'm like hot. Like, you know what I feel like? I feel like I want to like jump in the pool, like, right? So she, everyone's like, woo, yes. And they're playing porno music. And Adriana's like, Larsa, I don't ever want to hear about my nipple slip again after looking at you dressed like that. So they're talking about how hot she is. And,
Julia and Lisa are sort of still sitting at the table. So Julia turns to Lisa and goes, Lisa, how is your family? And you expect Lisa to be like, oh, just it's rough, but we're getting through it. She goes, so fucked up. Like, whoa.
I know. Who made the mistake of asking Lisa anything, you know? Don't ask. It's been 5 minutes since she's talked about Lenny. Can we please just make it last, you know? So yeah, it's so fucked up. And then she tells us, she's like, yeah, you know, after all these years. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got a little lost because I changed the font size in my notes. Mm. So we see a clip of her in the bedroom and Lenny being like, I don't want to talk to you, Lisa. Do you understand me? I do not want to talk to you. And then Julia's like, here's my advice. Make it about you and God. And Lisa's like, well, what am I supposed to apologize for? Listen, I wish I could just apologize because we did lose our way this year. And then we see a clip of them at that FACO dinner where she's like, look at us. After all these years, we still haven't lost our spark, right? And he's like, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Right, mm-hmm. Promise. Mm-hmm.
That's the butter. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd gone back and repaired it because I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, and so she says that she wrote a letter to Lenny to get her feelings across. She's like, I wrote a big, long letter to make him know how I felt. It basically was just me saying, why? There's a lot of whys in a row. I don't think he read it.
Yeah, I think he just deleted it. So that's that. But, you know, you can't fix that. You can't fix a person like Lenny. Lenny's a disturbed, horrible, awful human being. Like, there's no fixing it, you know?
Yeah.
So Adriana is now talking to Marisol, and she's like, oh, you have COVID? Then don't come close to me. And she goes, it was a false positive, hookers. She's like, well, we have to talk. Oh, por favor. If there's ever a moment to say, por favor, this is the moment.
Well, because we have the longest history in the group, and we've been here through marriages, through funerals. I spoke at your mom's funeral. You guys were my bridesmaids.
Where
you
know, is this we went to going? Our Paso
together.
Oh, God.
You know what? You beat me. You watched as Dr. Karen Sierra beat me to the tweet. We've been through a lot together. God,
where is this even going? I need Benny Hill music playing. Like, what's even happening right now? I need a bunch of ladies in short shorts just running in circles around a bench. I don't even understand what's happening.
So Adriana's basically saying that she feels like they've drifted, and there was like times where like she didn't feel like she was included to things, and Lexi's like, oh yeah, well, like my birthday party, like she thought you weren't gonna go, so she like was like, oh well, Adriana's living in her own little world, so already know Peter, you didn't get invited, you know. And Marcel's like, yeah, we lost touch for a while, it's just in it, because like maybe I was too drunk to remember how to call you, because I love cockies.
I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, but we did, you know, like I did feel like if you reached out and talked to me, because, you know, everyone in Miami calls us and tells us everything. You know that, right? And Alexi's like, I didn't know about your divorce. So it's, that's what you're going to bring up right now. I didn't know because I'm busy.
And then Adriana
says that.
And Adriana is in like pure victim, like, what about me? And she goes, oh, she tells us, so wow, you weren't too busy to be my bridesmaid, but now you're too busy to reach out to me when you hear I'm getting a divorce. Like, what a friend you are. What a friend you are.
And this is classic Housewives, because Adriana came on, she was besties with Leah Black. Yep. And Leah Black was doing that whole thing like, I've done everything for her, you know, which she does. I made her. She's not dealer because of me. And yeah. They had that kind of thing going on. And then these ladies did not like Leah. And so they were kind of trying to use Adriana as a weapon against Leah and get her turned and be like, don't you want to be friends with the cool kids? And then Adriana did turn against Leah. And then they dumped her. Because that's how it right. happened. Well, now, also, granted, like, it took years and years to do it, but they were never going to be as close with her as they were with each other, right?
And also, they were bridesmaids because they were there was a proximity element, right? The show was still shooting. And then it was like several years later, the show wasn't shooting. They sort of went their own ways, you know? So it's not like you can say, oh, well, you were fine to be my bridesmaid, but then when I needed you most, where were you then? It's like, well, time went by.
Adriana always does this, though. We're nearing the end of the season.
Well, she's going for everything now because she's like, well, if you had called, you would have known I have high cholesterol.
Oh, my God. That we can't even. We have got to wait for that moment to come because that is the most amazing moment.
No, that happens right now. That's what she says next. Like, the moment is here.
She goes, Marisol's like, yeah. Alexia says, I didn't know about your divorce. I'm busy. And Adriana, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So she goes, and they're all just looking at her. She goes, I have high cholesterol, and that makes me prone to stroke. So my cholesterol is 250.
No, she said 350. My cholesterol is 6,000. I'm just a lipid at this point. I'm one big talking lipid. They're like, what? She's
like, that's high. I mean, higher than me, and I'm on drugs half the time. And Lexi's like, bro, I don't get it. We're in the Bahamas, and Larsa has like an amazing body, and you want to talk about high cholesterol, and you don't want to see why the guys don't want to go out with you? Like, who's going to go out with that? And then Adriana goes, and if I die, my mother's going to be alone. I can't do that to my mother.
Yeah, Adriana is like a real friend would have called and found out that I have extremely high cholesterol. I'm at risk for stroke. So
you didn't invite me to your birthday, and I have high cholesterol.
Oh my God, that's on her if she wants to pick on us. She's gonna give herself a stroke. Know what I mean? Oops, I overdid that pour right there in the interview. Can't go home tipsy. My husband's gonna get upset. I'm an alcoholic. I love to drink cocktails. I'm Marisol.
God. By the way, I went through shit too. I lost my parents. My house went through a hurricane. I lost my ex. And Adriana goes, oh, well, your last boyfriend? Let me tell you what a friend I am. Because after you were together, he hit me up and then goes, boom. And Adriana's like, yeah, he hit me up and said, I'd like to take you to dinner and come to Novikov. And I told him I could not do that to you. That's what a good friend I am. Also, they have very fried foods at Novikov. So.
I said, not going there, going to a butter tasting. Okay. I don't know why this cholesterol. So Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, that happened years ago. So why are you telling her now? And like, what are you even like talking about him in the first place? You know, so
yeah, she, like, goes, oh. Suspicious. She goes, oh, and oh, well, you know, you he had your phone number. And she goes, no, it was a dating app. She goes, well, no, also he had your number because I saw his phone. So why did he have your number in his phone? And she goes, maybe from London, when we were in London. So Gertie's like, Adriana thinks she's proving her loyalty, but it's the opposite of that. I'm like, girl, stop talking.
Adriana's like, well, I told him I cannot do this to Marisol. I said, here. I don't want to betray Marisol, so I sent him a nude photo and I said, this is something you cannot have. And then he sent me a dick pic and he said, but I want to give this to you. And I said, that is a beautiful penis. And here's another picture of me nude. And I said, another thing that you cannot have because I cannot do this to Marisol. I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend.
And you know what he told me? I was never in love with Marisol. I'm like, well, Jesus, what is wrong with you? And Alexia is like, what the fuck, Ariana? How does you saying that make you a good friend? On the contrary, you're hurting her. And she goes, why didn't you tell her at that moment then? She goes, because it would hurt her. Oh, wow, you're such a good person.
I know. So Marisol's like, well, she can have my sloppy sack and Zach's dick, if you know what I mean. You're welcome to it. Everyone else in Miami has tried it now. It's like an old tired lollipop, which is funny because I really like to use lollipops as part of my prop ensemble.
And Adriana's like, well, if I weren't that friend, I would have gone out with him, but I did not do that because I wouldn't do that. And Alexia's like, well, there's so much dick in the world to have to date your friend's ex. That's sad. And so they're like, what the fuck is Adriana doing? Right? No one, everyone knows Adriana's full of shit. So yeah. Nicole ends it and she's like, listen, tonight we have dinner on the beach, so let's shower and unwind. Yeah, shower and unwind, you heard her.
Yeah, so they go up to shower and unwind, as you said. But now we have like the little FaceTimes where Alexia FaceTimes Frankie, etc. And Larsa goes to Nicole's room and she's like, so you should have heard Adriana and Julie at the spa. There's a lot of like XYZ, etc. And Nicole's like, oh, well, did you talk about the brujeria? And she's like, yeah, but I feel like Julia and Adriana have this thing like that they're like holding against like Alexia. And it made me think like for the first time, like you and I met like, we started off like not great. It's sort of funny because like that has nothing to do with anything Rob's just talking at the start of the sentence.
Yeah, like, and Nicole's like, yeah, we got like stuck on that Hamptons thing. And then we see just a clip of Larsa going, who the fuck are you to not invite me to your like house like? Which I always think is a hilarious line. So she's like, well, I feel like you said things and like I feel like I said things and like to be honest, like I want like you to know like honestly, like I really honestly truly feel like I didn't mean like some of the things I said. I'm like I should never have repeated the rumor like because like that was like stupid and like I want to move on. Like that's how I feel like.
Nicole's like, you know what? That means a lot. That means a lot to me. So like, I feel really vindicated because it was a rumor and she has no facts and was like talking because she was angry.
And then it cuts back to Larsa to us and she's like, I don't regret what I said. Just like, I want to move on like and not like have the back and forth like XYZ. Like, you know, it could be like this and that XYZ back and forth. Like, I don't want that. I'm a businesswoman.
So now still like getting ready and everything, Adriana is asking Nicole if there's gonna be any surprises for tonight, and there's gonna be a spiritual healer that's gonna do some rage healing. And Julia is like, oh well, Alexia is going to say that she came from Botanica, cannot bring it from Botanica.
So then Alexia is talking to Marisol and Alexia's like, bro, I'm so glad you came and I don't know what it was. You don't even know what it was like without you. Like Adriana was coming for me and then there was a brujeria stones. And Marisol's like, oh, you don't want anyone coming for you. You know how spooked I've been about not feeling my mother anymore? I mean, things are falling apart. I felt it in my heart that something was being done spiritually to me. And so I took the stone and I threw it over the balcony. It had a baby. The baby started crying. The mom picked up the baby, started shaking the baby. The baby's hat fell off. A guy tripped over it, hit his head on a tree, and he died. Someone has put a spell on me.
Yeah, they say they're going to make a movie about the experience, calling it Layover Destination. Can't wait to see how it comes out. So,
layover. That's what I called my ex that Adriana tried to sleep with. Layover, buddy. Get out.
The premise of the movie is that death tries to come for you. And when you fool death, death is like, fine, I'll just make some shit happen. And then it moves on.
I'll scare a baby.
Knock a branch over.
Really hard to cast. So the producer asked her, hey,
we're going with Adrian Grenier
and any baby that he might know, really, honestly. It was really not enough to fill a film like that. So the producer's like, so do you think they put a curse on you? And she's like, I mean, I don't see Julia doing that. I mean, she can't even put a diaper on a goat, but maybe Adriana. And then it cuts to Alexia and she goes, yes, Adriana, because Brazilians are super witchy. She goes, yeah, that's why I'm saying it. Brazilians are schooled in witchery. Little Plantain Potter. I mean, everyone's seen those films.
Plantain Potter. And then Marisol's now gotten herself really upset because this ex that she had was actually really important to her. And she's been thinking about it. And she goes, that's a really shitty friend. I mean, entertaining a conversation with my ex. Obviously, there was more than just a little banter on an app. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I know. Ed Begley Jr. Wow. Well, I think he'd be great for death. Let me call my agent about that.
And then she puts on her makeup and she's like, I know that man loved me. So then Lisa calls her kids and they're like, when are you coming home? We want to go to Target. She's like, oh my God, I can't be away from my kids. I gotta go to Target.
Can you believe it? 2 days away from the kids, they all already want to go to big box stores. This is terrible.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It's commercial.
Dinner time. There's a fire dancer at the beach. There's a beach set up there. The women all arrive. And there's like a healer named Micah Smith. And she's like, hello, ladies. This evening, we'll be doing a rage release ritual. There's going to be some screaming. We're going to let it all out. Okay, good luck. Bye, everyone.
And then they're like, oh, my God, rage. They're all doing these looks at each other like, oh, my God. And Kiki's like, I'm very excited because being cheated on, still taking an emotional toll on me. It's like ejaculating. You release and you're happy. And that's it.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I'm not getting any action. My vagina chakra is closed. I need to open it up. When I've done yoga before, they ask you to scream or laugh and it helps. Like, I'm open to it. I will scream. I want to, like, fart while I scream.
Marisol still cannot take Kiki. She just waves her away. She's like, anyway, like, I'm over here watching a lot of emotions on Julia's face. Like, Julia, do you want to say something or do I need to pull out a game of Pictionary to pull it out of you? And she's like, oh, I was just listening. Oh, okay, if you want me to talk, if anything, did you get your stone? And she's like, I did, but I didn't touch that stone because I have to tell you, I've been very spooked.
Let me tell you something. That stone, and on top of that, I was in the airport and I saw a miniature license plate that said Mary. I'm telling you, there's witchcraft everywhere in these stores.
And Nicole's like, you think Julia, who rescues animals, is going to put a hex on you? Like, she's not Voldemort. And Marisol's like, I just don't want any bad energy, okay? Oh, you think my stone is going to give you bad energy? Are you sure you're okay to take a cocktail because maybe someone touched it and gave it to you? Will you even take cocktail? What if there's curse on this? And she's like, oh, God, stop being a weirdo. The cocktail's a cocktail.
She's like, this is a stone. So she's like, listen, I don't want any vibes from anybody. Okay, I was super spooked. And Adrian's like, but it was good vibes. Well, it doesn't matter if it came from you or her or Pepe or Glenn Close, who I'm also shortlisting for this film.
Zoe Saldana, any baby that Zoe Saldana might possibly know. And Julia's like, and Alexia, yesterday you gave me weird looks when I gave it to you. You smirk and you look away. And she goes, it wasn't a weird face. Oh, is there something more to it? Like you didn't digest what happened to you and I in the keys because you give me the barracuda look you're giving me right now where your eyes come out.
Alexia's like, okay, well, okay, I'm going to release your rage. Like, go ahead and release it with me, because like, this is what you've been doing for months. So like, continue to do it. Like, just be like, let me like take your rage out on me. And Julie goes, with pleasure. So you're giving, look, you're giving me the barracuda look. And she's like, oh, well, you know, Peter, like, what's a barracuda? I mean, like, I know what a barracuda is, but I want to know how it's related to me. Like, you're offensive. That's the rage in you right there. Like, you don't even know how to have a conversation without trying to say something mean about barracudas.
I was dying. And Julia's like, you said my eyes remind you of some kind of rage. And she goes, yes, because look at you. And like, though, Botanica, did you go for you? Because like, I feel like you were saying you girls need a stone. And I found that insulting. Like, you were trying to save us. And she goes, no, I wasn't trying to save you. And then Nicole and Lisa are laughing at something because they've looked up something on their phones and they're cracking up.
And Alexia's like a teacher. She's like a teacher in history class. Like, girls, can you please? Okay, we're trying to have a conversation. Okay, trying to have a conversation about rage and barracudas. Mm. And so Lisa's like, sorry, I just wanted to look up what a barracuda looked like. And then Gertie goes to us. She's like, okay, please, please give me a side-by-side of Alexia and a barracuda, please. And they do. And it is, Ronnie, I was like, this is when it pays to be a Real Housewives. I have a friend who's a writer, and he's like, ugh, how do you watch those shows? The written word is so important. I'm like, please write something as good as this moment. Please, I dare you. I challenge you.
So fucking funny. And Gertie's like, oh, I see it. I can see it. Adriana's like, yeah, she does have the long neck and the sharp teeth. Nicole's like, oh my God, that is an ugly ass bitch. So Lisa, of course, has to make it about her. She's like, I wish I had these problems. Guys, I wish I had these problems. I wish I could go back to last year where these are my problems. And Nicole goes, oh, you mean last year when your house was tacky? She goes, yeah, when my house was tacky. And then we see the reunion fight where Lisa has found out that someone has called her house tacky because she got tile deals in China.
it's like one amazing moment piled on top of another with a flashback to an even better moment. And it's just like, it's out of control. And the barracuda, the shot that they got of Alexia and then the shot of the barracuda, I put a screenshot of it up on our Instagram because I was like, I have to stop everything in the entire world to capture this moment. It was so good. So then Adriana's like, well, in my defense, the reason why we went to Botanica, like, you and I were like a little skeptical and a little scared, but like, there's a lot of things happening to her, to Julia. Like, her hand, she's got two infections, she can't heal. Okay? I feel like someone's doing something to her.
And Marisol's like, yeah, something's definitely going on around here. And Lars is like, yeah, but like, we were like getting messages, like you feel like some kind of a way, like XYZ. Like, you said Alexia doesn't include you, like me and Nicole's situation. And like, we had these feelings from the beginning, like, right, Nicole? Like, you mean this by that, like this and that. And like, you know that? And Adriana said, like, this bitch. I was like, what is Lars even talking about? Lars is going from thing to thing. She's not making any sense, but then finally she gets to it and she's like, Adriana said, the bitch thinks I'm mysterious. And Lexi goes, oh, bitch. She said, bitch. And she goes, Adriana's like, listen, did I have those feelings? But we had a conversation. And like last year there was a birthday party and I was excluded. And Marissa was like, sorry, man, you could have told me 5 years ago that my ex didn't love me. I mean, God, she could have taken that one to the grave and kept it to herself, but she didn't.
It's like I don't even recognize Adriana anymore. She's just like this two-headed, blurry beast. It's like, well, you're drunk. Oh, well, there's that too. But trying to hurt me about my ex, I mean, which ended in a bad and toxic. I mean, he literally broke my heart. I withered down to an anorexic bone for the pain of what that relationship did with me. So Alexia's like, well, you know, if we're friends, you should be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, I feel this way. And Adriana's like, well, I did call you. She's like, well, yeah, but like the fact that you felt that way about me, like I don't have to call you, like whatever. And they're sort of going back and forth a little bit.
And she's like, yeah, and you said bitch. And she's like, oh, wait, bitch. And also, what you said is taking it out of context, Larsa. Like, I said, if you wanted to know about me, you should be giving me a call, bitch. Like, it's slang, bitch, you know? Like, I'm saying slang, bitch. And Larsa's like, uh-uh, you said bitch. And she's like, don't tell me what I said, Larsa. I didn't call anyone a bitch. You're the one who called people a bitch.
It was not like that. Okay, it was not like that. Okay, don't tell me how I feel because you're not inside of me. You're a little snitch. And it's like, and Larsa goes, Hadriana, I'll beat your ass right now. I'll beat your ass to this, from this to that, and XYZ. Adriana's like, oh, well, classical Larsa is taking something out of context and making it negative and turning it into a beautiful piece of music with four movements. Classical Larsa.
Yeah, but you know what you said, and it rhymes with snitch, like you called me. And she's like, well, I didn't know what I felt, bitch. Okay, you don't know me. And so then Adriana, like, picks up her drink to throw it, but, like, throws all the liquid behind her and then tosses it at Larsa. So it's like a fail, but nobody got in trouble. And yeah. Then Kiki's like, excuse me, emergency rage lady.
Because the rage doctor, the rage healer is, like, you know, maybe like 20 yards away sitting in like where the rage healing is going to be. So Kiki's like, emergency, emergency. And then she like, Kiki just starts like running off. And so then Larsa's like, you know what? I never start. I never initiate conflict. That's not my thing. It's like 10 weeks earlier. You rent your house to pay your mortgage. 1 month earlier. Oh, I saw Juliet at the Four Seasons and she was making out with a man. 1 month earlier. I heard you made out with every doctor in the hospital. 10 minutes ago. Hey, waiter, I heard you cheated on your wife. Sorry.
5 seconds ago. You called her a bitch. So Adriana's like, I don't trust you anymore, Larsa. And she goes, yeah, but you shouldn't. Just funny. And Adriana's like, yeah, well, I'm full of anger because they switch everything you say. They switch. So she goes over to the rage lady, right?
Oh, my God.
And she starts, like, sobbing to her. And Kiki's like, this is not classy. I'm not used to this. And so she walks down to the beach and is, like, flicking water all over the place. And Adriana's like, it pisses me off. They slander me. I feel like if I was dead, it would take people days to find me. And my poor dog would probably be dead next to me because I wouldn't find my dog.
Like, the biggest pity part, like, this was so epic. It was so amazing. And while she's doing this, Kiki is now crouched down onto the sand and is like, these women fight as often as I go to pee, so guess what? And she pees. And she goes, I'm that bitch. The bitch that pees in the sand. And then it cuts to, like, and Adriana's like, they're fair weather friends. Like, they're not here when I need you. What is wrong with me? Why don't they like me?
And Lexi is like, this is stupidity. Stupidity to a different level. And Julie is like, well, I don't blindly defend Adriana, but I do think she had a mental breakdown at that moment. And she is a single woman raising a child alone. Why attack her? Why be mean? So Lisa walks over. It's like, hey, come on. Come on now. What's wrong? It's like, I'm just tired. I'm so tired of being alone and having fair weather friends. I'm so tired. It's like, I'm not a fair weather friend, and you got Julie over there.
Listen, I'm always going to be there for you, but by the way, I'm leaving tomorrow. And so Adriana's like, but my friends are my family. I don't have anybody else. Like, there's so much hatred towards me because, oh, they are perfect. They never make mistakes. Good for you that you've never made mistakes. Good for you that you only marry the best men. Good for you. You were never cheated on. It's like, this is like the most like melodramatic moment. It is amazing.
She is just full on going for it. So
yeah.
Marisol just keeps repeating, I don't want any of this energy. Okay, I don't want any of that. She's like, but I trusted you. Larsa's like, listen, I didn't come here to like argue like. And Lisa goes, come on, she's sad. And Larsa goes, okay, well then we're here to like help you. Why are you sad then? Like, are you sad that you like called people a bitch?
So the healers, they're like, okay, let's start this. The healer's like, okay, so tonight what we'll be doing is terrifying all the people who are staying at this resort. I know this is a big, big trigger word, but a rage release ritual. I would like everyone to think of a situation or even a person that made you feel angry or inadequate. And then you're going to scream. And Lisa's like, I wonder who that could be. It's Lenny. In case anyone couldn't tell.
It's Lenny. So they all, Marisol, of course, is like, I'm pissing my friend. It wasn't very nice to me. Motherfucker. Ah. And so now they're all shaking their arms in front of them and just screaming. And Kiki's not into it at first. Oh, no.
No, Kiki's the only one who is into it.
She is
so into it. Everyone else is sort of like, because Lisa's like, that. I hate your lighting. And then Nicole's doing the thing where she's holding the apple in front of her again, the invisible apple in her interview. And she's like, all we do is yell at each other and none of us have like healed our rage. So I'm not sure if yelling at the ocean is going to help any of us, but it's worth a try, I guess.
So then they're all yelling together. And then Kiki is like way too into it now. Now she's like sobbing and they have to like carry her away.
She's like crying and like.
She's like, oh.
She's like, I'm just trying to squeeze out a good fart. So Marisol's like, I'm pissed that my friend wasn't nice to me. Ha. It's like trying to yell.
So then Gertie, who picks up who? Gertie and Kiki are and rolling Gertie around on the sand. Yeah, they're like roughhousing, rolling around on the sand and laughing. And then Kiki picks up Gertie and Gertie's like, do not drop me. Do not drop me. But then they both fall over and they fall on Adriana's foot. And she goes, yeah. Oh my God, I hope they didn't break my foot. Yeah, right like, away, they fell on my feet. They broke my foot. They broke it, and they broke my foot.
Yeah, I mean, when they show a slow-mo replay at one point, you can see her foot kind of get stuck under there. It gets a little twisted a little bit. But she's like, oh, no, my foot has been amputated. My foot is no longer attached. It looks attached, but it's not attached. It is no longer a foot. I'm no longer human.
Oh, my gosh. So Alexi's like, I don't think it's that bad. Once again, she wants the attention. And it's negative. It's always negative attention. And she's like, you broke my foot, dude. So she
just like walking finds with a stick
to use as a cane.
And she looks like a shepherd. She's like going through, like, she looks like she's about to give someone a prophecy. She's like, hold on, here I come to tell you something about the future.
So everyone's like, oh my God, Adriana's being so dramatic, right? So Julie and Adriana stay on the beach and everybody else goes up to the rooms. And Julie is like, I understand more what Adriana means when she says the girls aren't there for her. I feel bad for her because I'm actually seeing it with my own eyes.
The girls, they fight like cats and dogs. And I feel bad because where are goats? Goats fight too. Goats not allowed in fight. I feel bad.
I tell her, at least you don't have chicken trying to bite you.
So then the medic basically carries Adriana like she's Scarlett O'Hara. Like, but his feet get tangled up in her dress. So he has to like sort of stop. It's like,
I will never have turnips again. Slander.
So then Marisol, Larsa, and Alexia and Lisa are walking back to their room, and it's just like beautiful. It's like this show, on top of being hilarious, is beautifully shot. I was like, this, like, why did none of the other housewives look as good as this show? It is. I was like, this is crazy. It looks so good. There's like a depth of field. There's good lighting. It's like well composed. I was like, what? This show is hitting on all the fronts.
So then the next day, Kiki and Larsa are getting ready. They're all going to go to the pool. And Larsa's like, oh my God, like Kiki, like I feel like I was like telling Sophia what happened. We laughed like so hard. Like you picked up Gertie like a baby and then you fell. It was like a 69 moment. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, Kiki does.
Like, I was like 69. By the way, this thing with Larsa saying that she spoke to Sophia on the phone, she's really trying to make this happen because she like goes and tells everyone this morning. So like I called my daughter and she was like dying of laughter when she found out what happened. Hold on. The bell boy's here. Hey, bell boy. I just called my daughter this morning. Yeah, I told her about last night. She was dying
of
laughter.
She's like dead now. Like she's like literally dead now because she laughed so hard.
She laughed so hard.
Yeah, she's trying to make like a fun Sophia storyline happen. But every time we see her, they're just spending thousands of dollars on clothes. And Sophia's like, can I get a thong? And she's like, no. And that's the end of the scene. So then Lisa is saying bye to people. And the luggage guy's like, oh my God, what a sad day. She's like, yeah, you said such a sad day. You're leaving. She's like, yeah, but I'll be back. He goes, yes, you will. Yes, you will be back. It's like, wow, he's, like, that guy's really into it.
Yeah, but not only that, he's like responding to her and she's already like walked out the room. She's just like, whatever, you're a servant. So then now they're going to, today's activity is that they're going to be doing a boat trip. And
you're going to like a private little island thing.
Yeah, that's owned by the resort. So so then they're, Larsa's talking about how she doesn't know how Adriana's going to act today. And Kiki goes, well, with one leg, you can't act up. One leg. Can't fight.
Oh my God, Gertie. I had my daughter Sophia like literally crying when I told her what happened. Yes, she was like literally dead. It's like if dead people could cry, that was her.
And Gordy's like, I want to see it slow motion. I need to see it. And Adriana's just going, my foot, my foot. And Larsa says, guess who else was like on the beach? Like
that girl called Karma. Like it's the stone. Someone put a jinx on us.
Yeah. So then we see now Julia pushing Adriana down the hall in a wheelchair.
Not even and one they of just those add things, this, they add the sound effects every time that wheelchair is just going.
It's basically the sound that Julia makes when she pets her goats.
And it's obviously put over whatever, you know, and it's cracking me up. So Adriana's like, they're talking about us in the room because they're outside the door. And Nicole's like, well, she was saying she was going to call the lady who owns the store. So like, they called her, but like, then we see a clip of
But first, Alexia goes, Botanica, say it. It's a Botanica. She's like, Alexia's like, don't try to sugarcoat this. It was a Botanica.
So we see them calling, and it's some lady named Tiffany, and they're like, well, my friends think that like they're being attacked with spells, and Tiffany's like, no, we're like a card shop.
Basically Hallmark. If you want to buy some cherubs, we got them too. So Nicole's like, yeah, so like the thing is that like Julia was calling it a Botanica, but it's not a Botanica. First of all, it's like a gift shop. She wasn't even trying to be malicious. Okay. This like the just like crystals and flowers. And they're like, oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I don't care from where it came from. I don't want stones. And so Julia's like, these are teenage girls are mean girls. So they come in and the music just like when Adriana is wheeled in. So we can hear that. Oh god, laughing. Too much a wheelchair, I can't. So they just all start cracking up at her,
and Lars is like, Adriana loves to play the victim. Like it's like what I was telling Sophia last night. She was dying of laughter when I was like, Adriana's the victim, and she was like, oh my god, mom, you're so funny, it's hilarious. It's true though, she is like that. And oh my god, this is the perfect way of getting out of her problems.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they're on the dock, and they have to figure out Adriana in the boat. So, she's just being carried all over the place. She goes, tell them I have to go first. I have disability.
They have to be sensitive to my disability. So they, like, do this whole thing. They carry her on the boat and everything. And then they get on, and they're like, is there any music? And Adriana's like, we can put my song on. So we hear her song, Miami's on fire. And huge oversight by the Crappies that we did not nominate it for musical performance.
It wasn't this year. It was this year, not last year. The only things
don't answer like Alexia. You just Alexia.
The only things that are nominated are from last year. Okay, it's from 2022. That's from 2023. If you want to nominate it then next year for the 2024 award, then fine. But no,
there may be some slight inconsistencies about that rule that we'll look the other way about, because I do believe that the lawyer scene was nominated. So, like any good award show,
gotta edit it out till next year then. It's
like any good award show, there's like some ambiguity about like eligibility, and so we'll look the other way.
Then that's not eligible to win. I can't wait till next year. It's how the awards work. Well, you want Angelina Jolie to get nominated for fucking I can't think of an Angelina.
I just assumed it was.
Do you want Sigourney Weaver to win this year for Gorillas in the Midst? No, it's over. Okay, that was a different year.
By the way, the answer is yes. I do want her to win for Girls in the Mist. I thought it was just anything since the last crap.
No.
Okay.
You did not think that, because we've already had this argument. You know, you husband me a lot. You do a lot of husbandy things with me where we have an argument, and then you say, okay, and then you just do what you want anyway, and then you act like you never heard it.
That never happens the other way around.
Never. I'm perfect.
My apologies. That never happens.
I'm perfect. I'm a good driver, and I know how to get places. So stop fucking lying to the people.
Okay, Mr. Rondell. Karim.
Okay, Ben. Fucking nominating Annie for the best musical of 2023.
Heck yes.
I know I'm just kind of like making your point, aren't I?
No, it's fine.
All right, let's go.
I know. I did remember the argument, but I.
You don't care. That's what I'm saying. You husband me. Care. You're like, what's he going to do? Check? You know.
Well, how about next time you look at the ballot and then you bring up these issues?
I did look at the ballot, but there's 90,000 things on there. Well, that's too much.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what, Peter? Well, then I'm sorry. Then the lawyer stays.
The lawyer stays. And you know what? Next time, guess who's writing these nominations? Sigourney fucking Weaver. That's it.
You know what? It's people will be happy. People are happy. They like the nominations.
Well, they're in the wrong year. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. Ed Sheeran was nominated for best song in like the 2014 Grammys, and the 2015 Grammys, he was nominated for best new artist. Now, how can you be a best new artist when you were already nominated for a major category the year before? I don't know. But the point is that award shows, sometimes the nomination process is fluid. That's
okay.
All.
Okay, Ben. You know what? I'm going to be like a regular husband and do what any smart husband does to a wife that he loves. Honey. You're right.
Here's why it's fluid. Because the lawyer scene was so amazing and so good. And the truth is, by the time it gets to the next Crappies,
no one's going to remember. You're right. We're like, right now, right now, people are understanding the brilliance of this show, and by then they won't. And I think that is absolute gospel truth.
And I kind of feel like it was worth fudging the rules to acknowledge that moment.
I think it was too.
But it's not. But it's not worth fudging the rules to acknowledge Adriana's song. I will say that. I feel really good about the ruling. Although now we have to think back, when did
I feel like it's not a great song? I'm going to be honest. I would have argued that being nominated anyway. It's not good enough.
Maybe there's a reason why we forgot.
Yeah, because it's forgettable. So wow. Most forgettable song of not last year is Adriana's song. So congratulations.
I love that we actually got to a really interesting place with that.
We always do, Ben. You know, that's why we last. We can just talk it out.
Talk it out. Find out, you know, get to the real, like, germane truth, which is that Sigourney Weaver should have been nominated. But by the way, Sigourney Weaver, if you'd like to come to the Crappies, just let us know.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Oh, my God. I would be obsessed with that.
It was like the time I once flew on an airplane. I flew from New York to L.A. and Sigourney Weaver was on my flight and she was sitting in, obviously, like, first class. And I just remember at one point she, like, got up from her seat and she had, like seat head, like her hair was like flat on the back because of the seat, and I was like, God, Sigourney Weaver can do it all. Like she's like Sigourney Weaver with like flat hair on the back is just like such a special image I have in my brain. I feel like I got to see something like that's not something that gets shared, you know.
Did you around. Sniff her?
I would have. Gosh, I would have. If
God,
I did.
I want to sniff her. I just want to know what kind of lotion she uses. I just feel like she's a lotion person.
I feel like she says, I bet like you ask her what sort of lotion, she just smirks and goes, it's just Dial.
Yeah, but you know, it's not, you know. God, I love her. Okay, so where are we? So no one believes Adriana's bullshit.
That's where we are. We're in our dreams.
Yeah, Adriana's. Adriana's just taking advantage of the workers now. She's just being carried around. Now she's riding piggyback on one. And Marisol's like, this is just one of Adriana's thespian moments. So now they're having drinks and going into the water, and Kiki's going topless, and they're all giggling and having girl time. So now Adriana and Julia are talking, and Adriana goes, that was fun ride, right, babe? She goes, oh, yes, with your song? She goes, yeah, we were on the boat dancing on my song, and that was the breakthrough. My song was the true healing power of this trip.
Yes, I'm sure. That's really what did it. And then Alexia goes, oh, well, you know, just because I think Adriana's an asshole doesn't mean I can't recognize a hit when I hear one. Wait a second. We didn't say it was a hit. Wait a second. You guys got along. I like that she's like an Almost Famous all of a sudden. Like, hey, this is a hit. Put this person on stage.
Yeah. Hit. So Adriana's like, look at them all out there swimming, not checking on me. It's been like this for years. I'm not surprised they don't care. I'm in pain. I was like, I thought your song just healed everything. You can't I know. Have it both ways.
And then the women, after they're swimming, they come back and sit with Adriana. And she goes, can I say something to you guys? Thank you so much. I felt so happy to see everyone dancing to my song and healing, because it's the ultimate healing power, and having good time. You guys are hard, tough bitches, though. And so if you approve of my song, then I think this song is going to be a hit on Boat Radio, or on Little Boat Radio.
And Alexia's like, oh, we don't judge you for your musical talents. We judge you for other things.
Like a boom.
Yeah, well, did anyone notice my foot was broken into a million pieces?
She literally says 1,000. My foot was broken into almost got broken into 1,000 pieces.
And Lars is like, but it wasn't like the, like, and Alexia says, oh, don't play the victim, though, Adriana. Why do you have to do that all the time? She's, I'm not a victim. I can't even enjoy myself because my foot is in 19 million pieces.
My foot looked like Pablo Picasso painting.
So Alexia says, it was an accident. She goes, well, accidents have consequences, as you know, with Frankie. And it's like, boom.
It's like, bum, 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 bum. And Alexia's like, do not bring up Frankie. Do not fucking bring up Frankie. And Adriana's like, accidents, accidents. And then Alexia's now crying now. Because it is like a terrible, who terrible says that?
This is so Adriana. This is just so her. She's not getting the rise she wants. So she just pushes it and pushes it all the way until someone's son's accident. I mean, come
like,
on.
A horrific accident. And Larsa's like, who would compare her little nothing to Frankie's accident? The level of craziness is insane. Like,
I could have lost my foot.
Adriana's doubling down. She's saying that her foot could have been amputated because Gertie fell on it.
And it still wouldn't be as bad as what Frankie went through. Never. And Mary Saul goes, oh, she's dead. You're dead in the water, my friend. It's like, oh, bah, 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 bah.
Wow. What an episode. What an episode.
It's so good. So is next week the season finale?
Is it?
No, it's not, I don't think. I'm asking. I'm not saying.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so.
So what episode? I already said what this was. It was season 5, episode like 14, I think, right? So maybe they're going to 16, like a full season. But wow, what a good time. So next week we'll be doing this show in Phoenix. So come to that. That'll be Thursday night. And then Friday we'll be doing the Crappies in LA. So hope to see you guys there. We're actually going to get off and finalize a bunch of our guests and stuff and start making some calls. So we can't wait to see you there. If you can't be at the show in LA, go get streaming tickets. They're from Moment House. They're all listed at watchwhatcrappens.com. And it's going to be a fabulous night, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be great. See you all there and see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, She Only Uses Her Power for Good. Can't Stop Fanning Over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Better Do What She Says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides. Undo Your Fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a Good Hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We Want to Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.